Who did this Cyclo think he was fooling?
I understand that you have had some difficulty coming to terms.
You crud brain. I pull you out of a jungle and you don't realize my power.
It be the back pay,
said Sniff. It seemed quite natural to be talking to a Cyclo over a mine radio. He had never talked to one any other way. So maybe this interview was on the level after all. This Cyclo knew the proper form.
Back pay,
said Turl. He could understand somebody being concerned about that, but he thought it was a barter system of explosive ingredients for humans.
We was hired by the International Bank,
said Sniff. He knew his legends, and he knew his rights, and he was very good at trading. Very good indeed.
At $100 a day per man, we ain't been paid.
How many men? How long?
I calculate in rough figures 1,000 men for, let's say, 1,000 years.
The rapid skill Turl had with mathematics told him this was 36,500 a year per man. 36,500,000 per year for all the men, and 36,500,000,000 in total. But he made a test.
Why?
Said Turl in a shocked voice.
That's more than a million.
Sniff nodded gravely.
Just so. They won't agree to it.
This Cyclo knew when he was in a boxed ambush. Maybe he could do business with him after all. Turl had his answer. The piece of crap couldn't do common arithmetic.
You were hired, you say, by the International Bank to take Kisangani of Hotsahir, and then take Kinshasa and overthrow the government, and wait for bank representatives to come in and negotiate for proper payment of loans. Is that right?
Sniff had said nothing of the sort, not in that detail. The legends were a trifle vague. But he realized, abruptly, that he was talking to somebody who really knew his business. Turl always knew his business. He hadn't even bothered to review any of this. It was a security chief joke, and had been for more than 1,000 years on this planet. They had had all the details from a captured mercenary, properly interrogated over several days, way back when. It had made delicious reading.
But your ancestors...
Turl bore on remorselessly.
Only captured Kisangani. They never went on to capture Kinshasa.
Sniff had dimly known that, but he had hoped it wouldn't come up. His ancient forebears had been crudely interrupted by the Cyclo invasion. He wasn't sure what was coming now.
You see, the International Bank has been taken over.
He hoped this crap brain would swallow this outrageous set of lies.
The Galactic Bank, located in the Greedides system, bought them out.
Greedides system?
Gawped Sniff.
You know, Universe 8.
This much was true, where the Galactic Bank was. Always sweeten lies with a little truth. Said Sniff, totally adrift. He better watch it. This Cyclo would swindle him. It had happened before. He was on the alert.
And,
lied Turl,
you will be glad to know that it took over all obligations of the International Bank, and that includes yours.
This quick reversal almost spun Sniff.
So, as one of the agents for the Galactic Bank,
if he only were,
I am authorized to pay you the back pay. But your ancestors only did half their job, so you only get half the back pay. That would be $500,000.
He was wondering what a dollar was.
I'm sure that will be acceptable,